Arkansas State University professors Dr. Ross Carroll and Dr. Tillman Cannon took a group of students and spectators to Fulton, Missouri earlier this week to catch the total solar eclipse. The professors also participated in a nationwide experiment for NASA. While Dr. Cannon said he has seen multiple eclipses in his lifetime, it was Dr. Carroll's first time. Beforehand, Carroll was told that the experience would be indescribable. Now that he's seen it live.
It is. It's incredible. I can't get it out of my mind, frankly, that experience. It's nothing like looking at pictures of it. To be there, it's otherworldly.
Professors Carroll and Tillman have been working on launching a balloon carrying various instruments and cameras during the eclipse. Carroll said the primary goal was to spark interest in the phenomenon using the live video stream.
We got lots of really good footage from that. We're still processing through many gigabytes worth of videos and still images. On top of that, we did have some scientific payloads that we're looking at: temperature, pressure, humidity, light levels.
It took years for the team to prepare for the event. While they expected some issues, Carroll said they did encounter other issues that were unexpected.
Let go of the balloon right as we expected, then the winds kicked up, and it ended up throwing our balloon about 10 miles farther than we expected.
They recovered the balloon and the camera. The balloon hung in a tree while the camera ended up in a nearby creek, which Carroll thought was funny.
So before that, we were always joking that it's either going to land in a tree or water, and we got both out of that.
Despite that and an interruption with the live stream before totality struck, Carroll considered the experiment a success. Another total solar eclipse is expected to come really close to Jonesboro in 2024. To that, Carroll said,
I'm already planning on 2024. Absolutely. Whether NASA's running the program or not, I'm already planning.
He said Jonesboro will experience totality for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Brandon Tabor, KASU News.